there was a well-known statue located in Harvard Yard. That is the seated John Harvard statue in front of University Hall. The statue is quite famous, being one of the four statues in the United States with which people take most photos. The other three statues are the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Lincoln in Lincoln Memorial, and the Ben Franklin statue in front of the Liberal Hall in Philadelphia. The statue was cast in 1884 by Daniel Chester French, sculptor of the Lincoln Memorial, and is known as the Statue of Three Lies. Despite its name, the statue does not depict the true likeness of John Harvard. John Harvard died in 1638 and did not leave any photos or portraits. When Samuel James Bridge, a longtime supporter of Harvard University, proposed to Harvard's Board of Trustees that he commission a statue of John Harvard, the mission was designed to Daniel Chester French. The first problem French had to solve in making the statue was how to find a model. A little bit of information which was known about John Harvard: he was reverent, godlike, and a lover of learning, certainly gave French wide latitude. First, the university board decided to choose a student to be the model. Finally, a graduating student called Sherman Hoare, a descendant of Puritan himself, was selected. Then French started to cast the statue. French created a bust of Sherman Hoare and used it as a model for Harvard's likeness. French also had to decide what kind of clothing a Puritan clergyman of the early 17th century might wear. A copy of Felt's Customs of New England was to provide French with guidance. Besides, French gave the statue skinny legs because that was one symptom of tuberculosis which Harvard had. French worked on the sculpture for 1 year. Sherman Hoare was so lucky. It is said that Hoare also took a picture in front of the statue and said, "It's the honor of my lifetime to take a photo with Harvard's statue." Later on the 200th university anniversary, 1936, a Harvard alumnus called David McCord wrote the following poem. "Is that you, John Harvard?" I said to his statue, "Aye, that's me," said John, "and after you are gone."